Hey, this is Jeff Radomski from Neck of the Woods, and you're listening to today's Boondoggle.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. I just wanted to take a minute in this little intro before the intro to give you an update on some of the things we got going on here at today's Boondoggle. And we recently launched an email account, so if you have any questions, suggestions, or comments, you're enjoying the show, you want to see something different, you want to see certain guests on the show, you can reach us at todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. And as you know, the coronavirus lockdown has hit a lot of us financially. Boondoggle didn't escape it either. And if you want to support us financially so we can get you these interviews that you enjoy each week, you can donate to our GoFundMe. There's you get on GoFundMe, look up today's Boondoggle. We got a GoFundMe that'll be ongoing. And as well as a Venmo, you can donate. If you use Venmo, go to Venmo, today's Boondoggle. And then also there's our Anchor sponsorship on the Anchor app, anchor.fm. Look up today's Boondoggle and you can become a monthly sponsor to us there. As you know, this is a veteran-owned and operated program we got going on here. It's very been, man, incredibly therapeutic for a guy like myself who, you know, is a veteran with PTSD and anxiety. It just gets me out there talking with people and gets me out of my comfort zone, and it's been awesome. But it all costs us, you know, the travel, accommodations, to get to these interviews that you want to hear. So if you can help out anyway, we truly appreciate it. Also, please follow us on social media. It's at Today's Boondoggle. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just please follow, subscribe, comment. Download the episodes. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you know, any of the programs that you use to listen to your podcast. Please. Do whatever you can to support us, and hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks.
You got it.
It's gonna end right there.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. And we made it through. We got the right browser. We're up and we're live with Jesse from the band Storm Ruler. What's going on, Jesse?
Hey, hello, everybody.
We had a little bit of a storm, but you're the Storm Ruler, so we made it through, man.
Storm Browser.
So how you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Yourself?
Good. So usually when I have a new artist on, I like to get a little bit of a background before we get into current events. So what did you originally want to be when you grew up?
I was a big hockey player as a kid, so, you know, I always did have dreams of moving my hockey career forward, I guess that. Play a lot of baseball as well. Never really saw myself going deep in that, but hockey, number one is I want to be a hockey player, for sure. Yeah.
Nice. And then when was it that you discovered music and then that kind of stole your attention away?
That happens in high school, you know, your life takes a bit of a different path and you start to realize, you know, maybe this is where my destiny lies. It didn't hurt that I got, or it didn't help that I got kicked out of one high school and had to go to another one. But that definitely put a big damper on my hockey playing career. But suffice it to say, in high school is when I started really playing music seriously. I mean, I started playing drums when I was 9, but once I started like meeting other musicians and, you know, really discovering stuff, that was when I kind of realized that maybe this could be the path for me. And to be honest, they are very similar. A sports game in a concert. You know, it's like you still got it's like this thing that you look forward to, and you got to prep for it. You got to practice for it. It's a team thing where everyone's got to do their thing. You know, so you got sometimes you got the team captain who like organizes everything or whatever, and you know, there's other teams. Sometimes you're like, oh man, we got to be better than this band, or you know, faster than them, or whatever, louder than these guys, whatever. You know, it's not that far off, really. There are some similarities I've always found.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So you said drums around 9 years old. Like, what drew you over to drums?
I don't know, man. When I first decided I wanted to play drums was in, you know, probably like fifth grade or so. I had a friend who was a killer piano player, and he had Sega Genesis as well. And he would like rent games, and I would go play them. And like, he would started taking up the bass guitar, and I was like, that's cool. And I was like, oh, I'll play drums. And I was like, right away, I was like, no, that's cool. All right. And we didn't have any drums, but he had a nice collection of unsharpened NFL team pencils. And those made for good drumsticks when you were in fifth grade. Stacks of various heights. So, yeah, I just felt like the right thing to do, you know.
And then as you got into high school, your musical taste kind of grew a little bit. And what led you over to, like, the dark side and black metal?
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to get louder, faster, and heavier, you know, throughout my formative years as a musician. So I remember when I first heard Emperor, you know, and I mean, it wasn't in 1993, but it was in like, you know, 2000, you know, and I was like, I was like the guy in the hi-fi commercial who sits in the chair and it's like, you know, just like, it's insane, you know, like that, what is going on here? You know, I was like, there's gotta be something here, you know, I've got to discover this. And like, yeah, that was kind of like, yeah, that's when I was like, this is like the ultimate ferocity. You know, I was like, with also musicianship and melody, I was like, this is end game right here. You know, so that was around when I made that discovery.
And luckily you already had the hockey background, so your cardio probably didn't need to catch up too much to the drumming.
Already, I'm skating around every multiple times a week. Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
Nice. So, I know you were saying you're short on time, but you got the new album's out on May 28th. It's called Under the Burning Eclipse. And what's like the main message or theme for this album?
Well, a mantra that we've adopted is war and lore. So we tend to delve into like dark fantastical themes that have a deep lore to them lyrically. And in particular for the creation of this record, one game series that really struck a chord with us was the Dark Souls series, as well as Bloodborne. I was, of course, you know, big fan of Demon Souls, PS3 era. And this, the lore in those games always struck me as like, man, this is just like asking for black metal, you know, like how is there not, there needs to be, you know, like, but and we were both into them at the time, and we were like, this would make for some cool lyrics for at least some songs, you know. So like, that was kind of our first impetus, just for some songs. We never wanted to be like a band that always sings about that, but certainly got a handful of songs worth of lyrical fodder from the Dark Souls lore, and then, you know, books we've read, you know, historical accounts that we've learned about, you know, just stuff like that, that makes for good warlike music and the full range of emotions that one might experience in a warlike setting.
And then, so you guys have been big gamers too then?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Love video games my whole life. Yeah. Always been a big fan.
And what's your system, current system?
Well, I am a PlayStation man. I do have an Xbox 360, but I didn't really play Xbox One. Actually, still to this day, I have not played Xbox One. And unlike most, I always had this argument with people, but I just think the PlayStation controller is better. I know a lot of people, no way, but dude, that Xbox D-pad, it's terrible. But okay, so, but anyway.
That's, That's all right. I'm with you. I'm a PlayStation guy.
I love PlayStation. Yeah. So that's, but I love Nintendo. I still have my, my NES, my Super NES, my Dreamcast, my N64, you know, I mean, I love video games from all eras. I also love pinball. I'm a huge pinball nerd. Can't bring much of that into black metal, but for the record, pinball is amazing.
Nice. You should do the Aftershocks podcast. My buddy, Chris Aiken, does that, and he owns a pinball like facility in PA. So
sign me up. Yeah.
Pretty connected.
That'd be great.
So you guys were able to put together like a whopping 19 tracks. It's like almost like the Gone with the Wind here of you know, albums. Was this all like done during COVID, or was this before, or little bit of both?
We conceived the idea, I think, like pre-COVID, but really started writing a little bit before. But then as COVID started to hit and wash over the world, it was like all the more reason to like write more songs, you know, or like to make this record happen. Now is a great time to put something out, you know? And so, yeah, we just, you know, like, I mean, there's 19 tracks, but there's 9 black metal songs. You know, there's a handful of interludes, intro, outro. We wanted to flesh the whole thing out and make it like one piece, you know, but it is an hour long, a solid hour, but, you know, we didn't want to overdo anything or underdo anything. You know, we just felt like it, as one album, like we felt like it would be a good full package. Yeah.
So almost like a movie. Does it tell like a story from beginning to end?
It doesn't have like an overarching story, but I do feel like musically it almost kind of does, you know, like the way the dynamics of the songs kind of ebb and flow, and the way we stuck these interludes in between songs to kind of bring them in and bring them out as it were. I think it ended up really coming together nicely. Yeah.
Well, it's like back in the day, you know, listening to vinyl and stuff, you pick up an album and you'd be like, you put it on the record player and you just, you're there for the yeah, duration. You're going on a journey, yeah, you know?
For sure. Musical journey is big. Definitely wanted to invoke that kind of feeling, you know, take you on a journey for sure. Each song is its own kind of little adventure, but if you listen to the whole thing, you know, it'll take you over the hills, through the forests, through the seas, and I don't know, over the mountains for sure.
But not to grandmother's house or nothing, right?
Well, you might get to grandmother's house eventually. Yeah. But she might end up slayed by orcs or something, so you know.
So you guys are working with Napalm Records. What's that relationship been like so far?
It's been good. It's definitely great having a label like that behind you. And, you know, we are extremely thankful to have gotten the opportunity, so we don't plan to squander it. So yeah, it's great.
Nice. And then I was checking out your video for the Reign of the Winged Duke, and that's pretty badass. yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Was that like putting that together for you guys?
It was a blast. We had a few ideas formulated, and we knew we wanted to have some sweet armor. And a guy, Juan, JT, he did the videographification, and he had great ideas of what to do. And he had some help getting a cool backgrounds and, you know, imagery and stuff. And it was real fun. We had a blast, to be honest. It was fun. It was a good, nice day of good day's work and an enjoyable opportunity for sure.
And what was like the inspiration behind that?
Well, kind of just like the, you know, our general music is, you know, like very warlike, you know, I mean, we want the listener to picture themselves in a battle scenario or fighting someone in melee combat, or, you know, maybe even like, you know, using dark magic or something like that, you know, awesome shit like that, like video game. I don't know. Can I say shit?
Yeah.
You're fine. You know, so just like, I mean, it's just fun to put on armor and wave your sword around. No, I mean,
Yeah, flaming sword at that too.
That was my idea. I thought that was pretty sweet. Yeah, the flaming
sword. Yeah, flaming swords rule.
Flaming swords, of course, rule. Yeah. So yeah, it was just like, you know, we didn't have a trip. We kind of put it all together somewhat quickly because, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of time to really like room. I mean, we brainstormed some ideas, but at the same time, it's like neither Jason or I are like video making people, you know, like that's why you get a person who does that, you know, who's like, they have the ideas and you're like, okay, what should I do now? You know? So like, that's basically, you know, how it went down. You know, but as we make more videos, we'll get more ideas and probably have a little more of an idea of what works, what doesn't, and, you know, stuff like that. So, like, for our rookie attempt, yeah, we were happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, I thought it came out pretty badass.
Hey, baby. This is Double D, also known as Dream Daddy. And I gotta tell y'all something about our new sponsorship here at today's Boondoggle. And the name is Dream Nutrition. So if you're looking to empower your human vitality, well then you come to the right place. With over 12 years of combined experience in cannabinoids and terpene products, Dream Nutrition products include CBD oils, patches, proteins, and so much more. The endocannabinoid system is believed to have involvement in regulating physiological and cognitive processes, including the immune system, appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and in mediating the pharmacological effects of cannabis. Support this veteran-owned and operated company today, and today's Boondoggle fans will receive 10% off their orders when using the promo code Boondog10 at checkout. That's BOONDOG10 at checkout. So go to the link. That's dreamnutrition.com/discount/Boondog10. And remember, dream is not spelled like Dream Daddy. It's spelled DREEM. And start saving today because you deserve to feel your best. And you know that's right. So tell them Dream Daddy and your friends from today's Boondog sent you.
So I want to get into some of the questions that I normally ask my guests. Well, who is your top three musical artists?
Ooh. Well, do all three members of Rush count?
Sure.
I am a huge Rush fan, so that's probably my ultimate favorite band. I'd say as far as like, you know, influences on Storm Ruler or like Jesse's, you know, favorite.
Jesse's. Yeah, ooh. Jesse.
Ooh, man. All time three favorite. Okay. I am a big fan of, I love Emperor. I mean, I think that band is just like crushed black metal. You know, they were like the best in that field, in my opinion. I love Dream Theater. You know, I mean, like still do have for many years. Definitely a band I've nerded out deeply on. There's a band, Allegiance, so like kind of like I guess pretty underground, I guess, from talking to people over the years, with this black metal band who just crushes. Three albums, very big influence on us. You know, we were like, we want to embrace this version of black metal. You know, it's very just chaotic and good riffs. I mean, good put together songs, and I love it. I think they're in my top three black metal bands ever, for sure. Nice. So yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah. And I'm a drummer, you know, so I love drummed rhythmic idea or incorporated bands. You know, I love like Porcupine Tree, you know, Gavin Harrison, that guy play drums. Just, I love it. You know, stuff like that. Of course I've been a metalhead for a long time. So, you know, I love all the classic metal, you know, the metal bands that everyone loves. And, you know, I got a handful of little secret weapons.
Nice. And then what's the last book you read?
Dune, which I'd watched the book, or I'd watched the series, the David Lynch and the Sci-Fi Channel series, which I actually own both, a handful of times. And I was like, I need to read this book. So I read it just actually like a month or two ago in like a week. And that book is killer. I couldn't believe I hadn't read it already. I'm currently reading the Stormlight Archive. It's like a fantasy series from Brandon Sanderson, who finished the Wheel of Time series. I don't know if you're nerd out that deep on fantasy books. I'd like to nerd a little deeper, but sometimes you're like, should I read a book or should I play video games? And it's like, you got to do one or the other. You know, it's a tough choice to make.
Sounds like you guys gained some inspiration, though, for your writing and stuff.
For sure. Right? I need to finish the Malazan Book of the Fallen. I started reading that. I got 65% of the way. It's in my glove compartment, so when I'm bored at work, I whip that out. I need to finish that. I picked up Dune while I was in the middle of that, and I couldn't put Dune down. Especially if you read Dune and listen to the Toto soundtrack. Ooh.
But, and then what, you talked a little bit about, like, you know, nerding out and stuff. So, like, what kind of, you know, what is some of your background with, like, the, you know, sci-fi and medieval fantasy and stuff like that? Some of your inspirations there?
Well, I do love, I read the Song of Ice and Fire books long before there was ever talk of a show or any of that. So deep into those, still waiting on that sixth book, George. I read the Wheel of Time series like three times, like, you know, two times. Well, I made it to like book 10 twice, and then I was like, I'm finishing this. And I went all the way and finished that. That's a great series. Read a little bit of the Forgotten Realms books, not a ton, but I read like the first, like Exile and Homeland or whatever, the Drizzt Dwarden. Of course, video games, you know, I love the Final Fantasy games, and Resident Evil games are like my all-time favorite. I'm wearing a shirt. Playing Resident Evil. Go for that platinum on Resident Evil 8 right now. I'm one trophy away. Just got to get those S-ranking on the Mercenaries. But Dark Souls games are like the best games I've ever played. I mean, those games are just so awesome in every aspect. Witcher games are tight. You know, like I love like the Konami games, Castlevania, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Castlevania 2 is amazing. I don't care what anyone says. I love the angry video game nerd as much as the next guy, but his stance on Castlevania 2 is wrong. If you ask me, I think he actually really likes that game. And he loves it so much, that's why he hates it. That's what I think. But nice. Yeah, man. So I love that shit, you know, big fan.
Well, that's kind of a good segue to my next question. It's one of my favorites to ask on here. It takes everybody down memory lane a little bit. But favorite toy as a child?
Well, I think undoubtedly, I mean, the Nintendo, but I don't know if that counts. So if we're talking like toys as a child, I'd say my Ninja Turtle toys. You know, I went deep on the turtle toys. I don't have any of them anymore, unfortunately. But I do still have my Battle Damage Skeletor, you know, where you can like rotate his chest, and it's like there's like different gashes for how much bad damage.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
He's displayed proudly on my video game shelf next to Legolas. But I love the turtle toys. Was a big turtles nerd. I actually watched the first turtles movie like a year ago. Man, that shit still stands up. yeah. So my big thing is good for sure. Mortal Kombat, like. Huge into Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter 2. That shit was
cool. Were you into wrestling at all? Do you have a favorite wrestler?
I was into wrestling, as a matter of fact. The Bushwhackers.
Yes.
They were like armpits or whatever those guys ruled, you know, the Legion of Doom.
Future Storm Ruler video. You got to pull out a Bushwhacker. Boss, you know?
Yeah, but to be honest, like ever since, you know, Ted D, you had the Million Dollar Man, you had Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Oh, he carried the 2x4 around. You know, I was big into wrestling then. I went to like the matches and stuff, and yeah. But admittedly, once like the WWF kind of went away, I started to drift away from wrestling. So, but it's funny you mentioned that. Just last night, I was like at like a barcade in town, and there was some like legendary Hulk Hogan cage match. He was fighting like some big Russian dude. I recognized him, but maybe not. I don't know. But either way, it was awesome seeing the Hulkster in action.
I could see Storm Ruler being into the Berserker. You remember him?
The Berserker. I vaguely do remember the Berserker, but not.
He was like a Viking dude.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, you have to go down the Berserker rabbit hole on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then any message that you have for the our military members currently serving overseas?
I would definitely say thank you for your service in the Larry David fashion. keep it up or do what, yes. Yeah, keep doing the push-ups or whatever you do. Sir, yes, sir. I don't know. I got nothing. I don't know. I'm not much of a military individual. But I keep it up. Do make us proud. Make us proud.
Great. Well, hey, I know you said we had to cut it short a little bit, but
Yeah, probably. Sorry. Thank you though.
Yeah, no problem, man. Before we let you go, like if fans out there in the virtual audience are like new to checking out Storm Ruler, they want to listen to more of your tracks, they want to learn more about you, or maybe pick up some merch to support you guys during this time, where would you send them?
I would send them to stormruler.net, which is our website where we have, you know, merch and stuff for sale, bundles. You can get an autographed vinyl. You know, we have two different t-shirt designs, different from the ones on Napalm's site. I believe our Facebook is Storm Ruler Official, maybe Instagram as well, I think. And yeah, for stormruler.net for sure is what I would like to plug. If you're looking for some sweet Storm Ruler gear, come to .net. If you want to buy the record on vinyl or CD, Digipack, buy it through us at .net. We'll ship it out to you, and we would greatly appreciate it. So, for sure.
And then, people wanted to like follow you and see what antics you're up to. Where would you send them?
I would send them nowhere because I refuse to do social media. So, myself personally, I got nothing. The Storm Ruler sites.
No gamer tag or nothing.
Nah.
You don't want to argue with anybody out there?
No, I really don't. I really don't. I'll let them argue with each other. And then I'll just bathe in the blood of the victors.
Sounds like a plan. All right, man. Well, I know you had another interview you had to get ready for and stuff. So we'll go ahead and just get ready and wrap this one up. But I appreciate your time. And
Thank you. It's been fun. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. And send everybody to check you out. And real quick, any word on any kind of like live shows or tours in the future?
Yes. On Friday, I believe on May 28th, the same day our record comes out, we're going to have a free live stream, Black Metal Promotions, of a live show that we did. Stream of a show. So not really a half show. We consider these shows. People do. In this time of no shows, it's as close as one you're going to get right now.
But, where can we go to check that out?
Black Metal Promotions, which is a YouTube streaming site, a YouTube people subscribing to a site, a YouTube thing. What do you call them on YouTube? I don't know what you call them. A YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
It'll be free, so check that out. I believe it airs at 2 o'clock on Friday. Yeah, May 28th.
Awesome. We got the plug in then. Good.
Give it a
score. All right. Well, thanks, Jesse. Thanks for your time, man. Okay, you take care.
All right, man. Cheers.
brought to you by Today's Boondoggle.
That guy, he was taking a shower after the reserve center closed, and one of those nurses came in, officers come in and took a shower with him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, right there.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was.
I remember we played softball together, and his wife, when she had cancer, yeah, that's what brought him to Cleveland.
That's what brought him to Cleveland.
Right, and she beat the cancer and got a new boob job.
Yes, sir.
And
left him.
She, yeah, well, she had a real penchant for showing them to everybody who would look at them.
Huh. That creates problems.
Yeah, well,
especially
good for him.
Married.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're married to a SEAL.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like showing off the new car. You're kind of proud of it. You know, I mean,
you know what's funny about him?
Smell?
Yeah, yeah.
When he reached smell?
When they went into Iraq,
armor all that shit,
he was over there.
Was it?
He's a friend of mine was good friends with him, and he sent a picture, and he's got that handkerchief on his head, yeah, and all the typical thing, and he's got his big cigar that on, he's got his foot on these freaking Iraqis hogtied, laying on the ground, he's got his foot on the head, and he's like standing and take a picture, and he's told him, said, whatever you do, delete this right away. And
yeah, right,
right after that's when that Abu Ghraib prison shit.
Oh, man.
But he ended up retiring. He went to work for Blackwater. Remember when those Remember when those Blackwater guys, they killed all those 19 people? He was in a helicopter above it.
Really?
When that happened. And then he got out of that. And the last time my friend talked to him, he said that, what are you doing now? He goes, well, I used to be the shaft on the spear. Now I'm the tip. So whatever that means. CIA.
Back in the shite.
CIA. Now he's living in Virginia, so... He's probably CIA.
Pretty good bet.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He was down in Texas for a while. He was working Texas Ranger. He did that.
Really?
Yeah, he was down there doing that for a couple
years.
And thank you for listening to another story time from the VFW Hall, brought to you by Today's Boondoggle.
Incarceration Music and Tattoo Festival returns September 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2021 with Slipknot, Rob Zombie, and the highly anticipated return of Mudvayne, Mastodon, A Day to Remember, Hailstorm, Chevelle, plus 50 more bands and 70 tattoo artists. Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. Get your single day and weekend passes now at incarceration.com.
Thank you for listening once again to Today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please be sure to check out our website, domaincle.com or todaysboondoggle.com, for more shows and check out our archives. Follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. And please support us on www.anchor.fm/todaysboondoggle, as well as on our GoFundMe and Venmo. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms out there. Please email us with any questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Leave us some 5-star reviews and help spread the word. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.